Welcome to Land Yapa News, feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox. A dance recognizing and honoring those who served is coming up this Saturday. A Veterans Day country dance and shindig is scheduled at the West Monroe Convention Center. Sharing the event is Bill Shoemaker and Gary Littleton with the Northeast Louisiana Veterans Association. Gentlemen, welcome to you both.
Welcome.
Bill, tell us about creating this event to honor veterans and also a special project up in Bastrop as well.
Yes, sir. I put a dance back on in May and donated all the funds to a Forward Hero program here to help the needy veterans. And I decided to put another one on, a country dance this time. Be Saturday night at 7:30. And I'm going to take all the proceeds of it and give it to them and to help this renovate Forward Hero here.
Yeah. Tell us about the event. What can guests expect coming up Saturday evening?
Well, I guess going to come in and we're going to hear a little music from Jeff Elliott Entertainment, from country and a little bit of rock and roll. And we'll have a bunch of old horse saddles laying around and some hay bales. And
got to create that atmosphere.
Right, yes, sir. Create that atmosphere and have a good old time out there. And everybody come out and enjoy. And you can come any way you want, but if you got a pair of old cowboy boots and a hat, bring them on. You know what I'm saying?
And a special call to do just that, Bill, because I believe a special contest and other activities coming up that night.
Yes, sir. We're having the best dressed cowgirl and best dressed cowboy, and they'll win some prizes on that. We'll have some door prizes and ticket prizes that night, and just a good night. Everybody get out and have a good time and enjoy.
Yeah. Why the importance to you, Bill, of putting on an event like this?
Well, you know, how all this actually got started was a buddy of mine had cancer, and I was putting a little party together back in May, and it just seemed to get bigger and bigger and bigger, and we ended up getting a convention center, and I didn't try to do it to make any money, and we come up with a program, Miss Judy Wilson and I, and we were talking about donating the money, and it was Memorial Day weekend that weekend,
right,
and this being Veterans Day weekend, and we come up and said, well, look, let's, it's a good idea to donate the money to them, and we knew, I knew Stu Bashner was involved in this program with the vets, and so I said, that's it, you know, let's go with it, you know, and so that's how that all come about.
Yeah. Well, the Northeast Louisiana Veterans Association, Gary, tell us more about the group.
Our group got started back in 2000, and we got our charter and all in 2002. Our goal was to try to get a place set up to take care of our needy veterans we got out here, our homeless people. These people are living in ditches, trees, under bridges. We want to get them into a place that's warm, give them food, get them some clothes. If they need it, try to get them some training. Help them get to where they can get back and be productive in there. But the main thing we want to do is to give these guys their pride back, because a lot of these guys have lost it.
What is, you mentioned some of the services that are provided. Tell us about how many members are with the association right now.
Right now, our membership, if I remember right, is right around 55 to 60 people right now actually involved. We're hoping, we got doctors, we've got counselors, a lot of different other people of all different community around here. It all turned out, done real good. Volunteer to help. We got electricians that's going to help us. We got plumbers, floor people. You know, it's turning out to be a big project, and it's really working good.
Yeah. When we talk about being able to provide a home like this to the veterans, Gary, what are some of the biggest challenges for veterans, not only returning home, but, you know, through the years in that association?
Well, when they come back here, a lot of them left. The groups we got now, they're volunteer.
Mm-hmm.
All right, they coming back thinking they'd be able to go back and get their old job back. And in a lot of cases, they do. But they have problems that they've run into while in service that conflicts with their civilian jobs out here. And it's causing a big conflict between them and their families and friends. And a lot of them are just walking away, don't know what to do. And that's where the counseling we need for different ones that has PTSD or maybe just, you know, a nerve problem that they don't know how to handle a situation. And our goal is to try to get these guys back going again.
The importance of that, Gary, being an active member and the support of fellow members.
Yeah, we started this up as a group with all the veterans groups. And our main goal is, like I said, we've seen from Vietnam, my era, what these guys are going through, because we've been through it. And we do not want to have them go through what we had to go through. It's time this country done what they said they do. When these people, when you sign up, you raise your hand and you do the pledge, you expect a little bit out of the country when you come back. And some of the things that they offered us are not happening. And we need to get these guys, they need help.
And there's got to be some excitement, I'm sure, generated by this home in Bastrop.
Right. We got a lot of stuff. We got a Veterans Day parade coming up.
Yeah.
And anybody that wants to participate, please come. It'll start, line up will start at Neville High School at 8 o'clock Saturday morning. It'll start off about 9:30 headed towards the River Market here in Monroe. And we've got, right now, I think it's about four or five school bands that's going to be playing. We've got Uncle Si is going to be one of our grand marshals. Rodney Alexander will be in there. Randall Ruggs, he's a Iraq Freedom veteran. He'll be here. He's one of our grand marshals. And they'll all be at the River Market. And then at 12:30, I think it is, we'll have a flyover. And then after that, we're going to release what we call the rubber ducks. We got a rubber duck race going on, folks.
Sounds
and
like.
And hopefully all that will end up about 3:30.
Well, we mentioned the dance coming up on Saturday. Bill, what time does the dance get underway? And any guidelines about attending?
You can come as you are. I mean, if you got a country outfit, that's great. You know what I'm saying? But you don't have to. But it starts at 7:30 at the West Monroe Convention Center. And it'll play till 11:30 that evening. And just want to have everybody to come out and have a good time and see how it works out. You know what I'm saying?
It is a ticketed event. How can you find out more about being there?
You can call 342-8807, 235-6595, or 355-2109. And you can get your tickets from that, or you can go through Ziegler's Music or West Monroe Convention Center.
Bill, Gary, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, sir.